On today's agriculture discussion, we're joined by the Vice President of Product Innovation for AFSC, Mr. Emmett Hanrahan. First off, Emmett, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Pleased to do so.
All right, so I guess the first question is that we have had a chat with Agriculture and Forestry Minister Devin Dreeshen recently, and he was very excited to talk about an agreement with the organization in which you're able to return some of those premiums and announce some significant savings for farmers. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it was good. It was good news that we were able to do that for sure.
Okay, in saying that though, what were some of the ways that you were able to make that happen? Because we know that obviously when it comes to insurance premiums, at least in different industries, they seem to go up a lot more than they go down. So what were some of the things and like some of the factors that said we can give our customers a little bit of a reduction here?
Yeah, so when you look at the province as a whole over the last decade, we've had some pretty good years. I know that's not true for every region, and I think up in your area, for example, last year certainly wasn't an easy year. But provincially, we've had some pretty good years, and over that time, the fund balance for insurance has been building steadily. And any year that we take in more premium than we pay out, that goes into that fund and is used to pay for future losses. So the fund balance had reached a point where it's very healthy, and we were able to offer a discount going into 2021, which we were very pleased about.
Okay, that's great news, Emmett. And also as well, we know that agriculture is one industry that, despite the pandemic, it's still going to keep going because, you know what, we need to eat no matter what. So at least in terms of that, like what challenges has the AFSC faced in this COVID era?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When you're going through a pandemic like this, the importance of agriculture is just magnified. It's certainly been a different year for us at AFSC. We've got the majority of our staff working from home and have been since March last year. How we interact with our clients has also changed a lot. Like everybody, we're seeing more virtual meetings and we're seeing an increase in usage on our online tools. It's been really important to us to maintain levels of client service and satisfaction during this time. And, you know, we have some great regional office staff that clients can reach out to, and clients are still able to visit our branches. We just ask that they make an appointment before they do so.
Yeah, and that's pretty much in sync with the provincial health regulations. And you did touch on this actually a little bit earlier in the interview, and that was that we did talk about last year being a very solid year for planted crops harvested. But as you mentioned, up here in the Peace and Mackenzie regions, we've seen it is a challenging year up here. Would you say are premiums different around the province based on weather risk and other factors depending on where you're farming? Are they pretty similar across the board, or how would that work?
There's a number of factors that go into setting rates, and they are different across the province, and they do vary by region and even by crop and coverage level that producers choose. And they also vary based on the individual producer or client's own performance. So they are different across the province for sure.
All right, that makes sense. And also as well, what are some of the major goals for AFSC in this coming year?
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see how this year shapes out. And I think just, simply that, we want to be there for our clients and help them make the best risk management decisions that they can. I mean, it's important to us that we work with our clients and that we understand their needs and that we can better meet their needs through the products and services we offer. So, we'll be continuing to focus on that, during 2021.
Okay, great. And we do see we have a lot of products that do help farmers with things like income stabilization and things that can cope with market fluctuations. Now, how could that work sometimes? Because, commodity markets could be very up and down. So how do you guys over there, I guess, imagine as adjusters or whatnot, manage to be able to predict that, like how much cattle prices will rise and fall or canola or grain or anything like that?
Yeah, it's... It's an impossibility in a lot of ways, right, to predict what the future will be when it comes to some of the commodity prices, for sure. Some of our products that we have to help with that are things like agri-stability, which is probably our main program when it comes to, because it covers so many different things. It covers expense, price, and production risks, right? And quite simply, that program looks at a historical margin, and when something happens in today's terms, significant happens in the program will respond. farmers that buy crop insurance can also look at adding spring price endorsement as well, if they so wish, to the year, to their crop insurance, which, that'll help them against any near price declines. As well, there is a livestock price insurance product there for cattle and hog producers as well to help with those price fluctuations.
Okay, wow, it sounds like everything's covered. So I guess my last question for you, Emmett, is how much of your ideas for products and services comes from consultation with clients and Alberta farmers in general?
The majority of it. It's really important to us that we have a strong link with our clients and with the industry or commodity groups generally. So over the year, we really try to reach out to them and keep in touch with them. And typically when we go into the spring, we'll have some specific kind of focus group meetings on sort of defined topics with clients as well that we use to help improve our products and our services. So, it's vital that what we do works for industry, and without that consultation, that just wouldn't be possible.
All right. Well, certainly a lot of interesting information here today, Emmett. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
This is Emmett Hanrahan. He is the Vice President of Product Innovation for AFSC, and this is our Agriculture Chat. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes for us today.
Okay. I hope that was all right, Kenny.
No, it was very good. I'm glad we did it. I was hoping for 5 minutes, got more than that. That's excellent.
Okay. Well, if you need anything else, don't be scared to reach out.
I certainly won't. Thank you very much, Emmett. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.